exposed to fear. Hey everyone, welcome to Ryan Rants. I am back with another episode. Yes, that was my O'Neill Cruz bobblehead that is fixed thanks to super glue. It was a touch and go situation there. And I opened up the box on Sunday morning when I got home after dropping Donardo off after our live pod that I'll talk about here in a second. And opened up the box that I probably dropped, I don't know, Cody or Tyler or Jim would have a better idea, but I probably dropped that thing about 10 times Saturday, just carrying around during the game. And definitely O'Neill Cruz bobblehead was broke at both of his ankles. So I tweeted that picture out. I tweeted the finished product after I fixed it, which looks great now. And yeah, that tweet blew up and I got a million people saying, oh, it's art imitating life, just like in real life when he broke his ankle. Yeah, it was funny the first couple comments, and then by like the 16th, 50th comment, it wasn't that funny anymore. But they got the Cruz bobblehead. He's good to go. Super glue definitely was clutch. And Saturday's game last week against the Cardinals was a great time. Our live pod in quotes has some technical difficulties, but thanks to everyone that came out. Basically, we couldn't get the microphones and everything set up, so we had no audio through my MacBook right here that I'm recording from right now, which probably a good thing that it didn't work, because if you were out there Saturday or if you went outside anywhere Saturday in Western PA, it was hot, and my MacBook was about 200 degrees in like 10 minutes just from sitting in the sun and had a couple things plugged in. So yeah, so probably a good idea, because this computer probably would have blew up at some point if we started recording. So, but again, it was a great time. We had a lot of people out, the food, drinks, everything, at the Gold Lot 2 that turned into a prepay lot apparently at noon. So, thankfully shout out to the guy that was nice working the booth and let us in, even though we didn't have a prepay pass. So hopefully I didn't get in trouble, as I just outed him. But yeah, it was good to see everybody. Like I said, Donardo and I haven't obviously done one of those with the North Shore Nines since before COVID. I think 2019 was the last time we were there. We did the bar crawl, I think it was February of 2020, right before everything shut down. And no fans in 2020. And Donardo hasn't really been up here since, and I kind of stopped watching the Pirates for 2 years, so you know that'll happen. But it's been since 2019, but it was great to see everybody. It was kind of like old times, like nothing really, like we haven't been away from you that long. So I guess that's the positives about Twitter and social media and everything these days. So you stay connected with people you like. And And then there's also the negative, which I'm going to get into here on my rant today. But no, great. Thanks again for everyone coming out. And the game was a good time. A lot of stuff happened. We had a rain delay, which was out of nowhere. I think that tarp was on the field for maybe like 10, 15 minutes. It was like the shortest rain delay. It was almost like, why'd you even put it on? Because you knew it was sunny out when it was downpouring. Like the downpour literally lasted like 3 minutes and it was done. So, but yeah, crazy game. Pirates came back, got the win against the Cardinals, and kept that winning streak going. But obviously the winning streak didn't last, as we found out this week. And that's where I wanted to get started with my rant. So yeah, the Pirates were on a five-game winning streak going into the Oakland A's series. I tweeted out and said, hey, you know, sweep the A's, and suddenly you're on an 8-game winning streak. Easy peasy. This is the way. No worries. No, it's the A's. The A's are 12-50 or whatever. No problem. Unfortunately, that's not how baseball works. And that's not how sports works. And I think one of the biggest things that kills me about Pirates Twitter and just Pirates fan base in general, and probably most fan bases too, but is just the overreaction of everything. A couple games, a 2-3 game, you know, small sample size, and it's just that overreaction. Oh, the Pirates are great. They won five, six in a row. Oh, they lost two. Now they're the worst team ever again. So we went into that A series. The first game of the series, you know, the Pirates won. It was one of the ugliest wins I've seen in years. Really ugly win, but you'll take it. They win 5-4. You have Mitch Keller coming up and then Contreras in game three. At home against the 12-50 A's, no problem. You know Keller's going to go out there and put up a performance, and the Pirates are going to at least win 2 or 3. And if they sweep, you're in a great spot. Well, didn't happen. Not only did the Pirates lose with Keller on the mound, they got smoked in the final game with Contreras on the mound, giving up six. So I think he gave up 6 runs in the first, and the A's scored literally a whole touchdown and an extra point in the first inning. So the Pirates are down 7-0 right off the get. And the A's are right now, historically bad team. We'll see what happens by the end of the season where they finish up as far as like the all-time worst records go. But let's not be – I mean, it's baseball, guys. Let's not be – act like they were the Washington Wild Thing stepping onto the field against the Pirates, and it's absolutely unheard of that they won. The Pirates aren't a great team. I don't think we knew that before, you know, I think we knew that even after April, or we should have known that. It's just this Pirate team is getting to a place. So they're 32-29 right now. They're getting to a place in a bad division where they're able to hang around, and maybe they hang around all season and they stay in it. And what ends up being a bad division where 84, 85, 86 wins may win it. So maybe they hang around, and I think they have enough talent to do that. But the way that they've gone about this record in the season is just wild. I mean, a 20-8 April, an awful May, where I think they won 6 games. Then they come out and they rip off 6 in a row, and then they lose those two to the A's. They've just been really inconsistent, really up and down, really streaky. And we see this. I mean, this is you can't go in there and expect to beat a team. And the Pirates have been, for the most part, all season playing as an underdog. Maybe at best, if they're a favorite, they're pretty much even money, you know, minus 110. You see the betting lines, minus 120. We really haven't seen them be these heavy favorites. Coming into the A series, the A's are awful. The Pirates are at home. They got the pitching matchup. Everything was in their favor. They had momentum. I mean, if you believe in that, they had a 5-game winning streak. They had everything on their side. And look at the betting lines. Pirates were minus 200. Keller on the mound, minus 275. You know, for my non-betting friends, basically, if you wanted to bet the Pirates to win that day, you would have to put up $300 to win 100. You had to put $3 up to win one. So that's a heavy favorite in baseball. And Pirates aren't used to playing as a favorite. And it's different. We see this across sports all the time. If this wasn't, you know, teams that will – I mean, look at the Steelers, for crying out loud. We always say, you know, Steelers are always in it. They always, you know, Tomlin has them 9, 10 wins right around 500 or above in the playoffs. But when they play teams that they should beat, that they're better than, that their record says at the end of the year that they are better than, they always seem to make it interesting, play down to their opponent, lose to the opponent. It just always seems to happen. Playing as a big favorite is just different. If it wasn't that way across sports, I mean, sports books wouldn't have all this money. Sports book clean up on that stuff. That's why they're out there setting those lines, and they do a very good job at it. But the reason why they make money is because it's hard to predict. This stuff is hard to predict, and it's across all sports. So I saw a couple ridiculous tweets just throughout this A series this week. One of them, you know, what'd he say? I have it written down here. Baseball is such a weird sport, which I agree. Most other sports can be won on paper, but not baseball. What? What other sports can be won on paper? No sports can be won on paper. We see this in hockey, basketball, football, even down to soccer. You know, it's tough to predict. It's definitely not won on paper. If that was the case, then, you know, just go bet the Chiefs and Eagles to make the play, you know, make the Super Bowl again, and you're going to win money. But again, it doesn't happen like that. Or just bet all the favorites, and it just doesn't happen that way. So what sports are won on paper? I mean, look at the NBA and NHL finals right now. You have two teams in Miami where 8 seeds, and they're in the finals, which, I mean, I remember growing up in the 90s with the NBA. Like, it was chalk the whole postseason to see. I remember when Mutombo beat the Sonics. That was like, you know, it was a 5-game series, so it was even probably more likelihood of that happening. That was like unheard of, that a low seed knocked off a top seed. So, you know, now you have 2 8 seeds in the finals, and that doesn't happen every year. But, you know, you see it in the NHL and stuff. You see it in NFL all the time. Teams come kind of out of nowhere and make a run, and you can go from, you know, worst to first in most sports. I'd say all sports, really. I mean, baseball, I think, is one of the toughest to go from worst to first. But we've seen it happen before. There are cases where that's happened. But yeah, it's just, that's why sports books are in business. And I knew it was coming. Like I said, I should have bet the A's myself, but you just knew it was coming. Everybody was just, oh, just sweep the A's. Yeah, it's easy. Just sweep them. We'll be on an 8-game tear. We'll be in first place. We'll be rolling. Got the Mets coming in next weekend. And it should have just known at home, everything going for them on their side. What happens? Pirates can't find that big hit pretty much all series. If the A's hadn't walked in a farm on the opening series, we might have been swept, to be honest. And just imagine, you know, more of the comments there. But yeah, the A's pretty much walked a game away, basically. And then the Pirates just couldn't find that big hit. And then you just had two, just, you know, Keller, obviously, I'm not going to get into this today, but, you know, a big concern in the last couple of his starts. You know, he just didn't have it. And then Contreras, you know, I talked about Contreras a couple weeks ago about, you know, when they decided to go to the pen. Well, I was gonna tweet this out. Maybe I still will. But pretty much since they said they were going to move him to the pen or skip to start, Contreras has had a couple really bad outings. So I don't know if that played into it or if he's hurt. I know Tyler believes he's hurt, but something's up. But yeah, just Contreras got blown up, and next thing you know, you're down 7-0. So, you know, kudos to the Pirates offense, at least that in that game yesterday where they battled back and at least scored 5 runs. So, I mean, you score 5 runs against the A's lineup, you should be winning. And they did that in 2 of the games, but just the starting pitching wasn't there. Hopefully Keller isn't, you know, hopefully. And I, like, long term, I mean, I think Keller will be fine. I think we've seen enough from, I don't know if he's just in a weird spot right now and just didn't have it this past start, obviously against a weaker lineup. But these things happen. You know, baseball especially, when people say, well, you know, it's not one on paper. I mean, baseball is, if your starting pitcher doesn't have it that day, I mean, you're down 6-5, 6-7-0 just like that. It's over, you know? So baseball is, while it's a team sport, it can really be individual with, you know, your pitcher and everything on the mound. You're only as good as your next day starter. So, it's like, you know, it was coming. You're just like, but nah, the Pirates will win. They have to. Now, do I think this all of a sudden makes the Pirates the, you know, worst team in the league now because they lost to the worst team in the league 2 out of 3? No. But I don't think also going into the series, they weren't a great team either. They like I said, they've been streaky, inconsistent. I think at best they're mediocre. They're in a bad division, and hopefully they hang around and they'll put some things together and finish over 500 and everything for the season and kind of build on for 2024, which is what your hope was going into this year. But look, the Pirates have made a lot of strides. You know, absolutely. Go back and look at the lineup from last year or 2 years ago. I mean, there were guys in there that, you know, or just weren't major leaguers. Now the Pirates still have some of those guys in their lineup this year, but it's not as much. So, you know, they've made a lot of strides. They've played better baseball. It's just been really inconsistent. And, you know, I say, well, the Pirates are a young team. Well, you throw out Kutch, Rich Hill, and Santana, and they're really young. So, you know, Rich Hill's 43-year-old age kind of ups the average age once you have him on there. But really, overall, it's a lot of young players. It's a lot of prospects that are just coming up. Hopefully, Andy Rodriguez is right around the corner. My God, call him up. Can we get Hedges out of the lineup and Jason DeLay? So hopefully those guys will be coming up. But, you know, it looks like the rotation could be just more of a concern here if Contreras is injured or doesn't have it, and if Keller continues to struggle. You definitely, you know, you look for guys like Keller to right the ship on a losing streak and stop that losing streak. This, you had the winning streak going, and he's on the mound. You're thinking, just keep riding it. And, it didn't work that way because it's baseball. And again, like I said, it's not the Washington Wild things coming on there. So why are we flipping out and going crazy on Twitter and the Pirates are the worst? I mean, you guys remember this was 10 days ago, that opening game series against the Giants on Memorial Day. Pirates lose 14-4, drop below 500 for the first time since early April. And maybe I think the first time all season. I don't think they were under 500 in April. And everybody's, oh, they're losing 100 again. Here come the Cardinals are going to win the division by 13 games. It's over. Forget about it. Shut it down. The Pirates rip off, five, six in a row. They're back. Everybody's, oh, this team's going to the playoffs. They need to, banging their fists on the table for the call up the young guys, the catchers. Let's get going. And they lose two games to the A's, who, yes, are bad. They have a really bad record. And now they're the worst team ever again. So, and you watch it off day today. They go in this weekend to play the Mets. You watch, they'll take two or three or sweep the Mets or something. And I'll be there Saturday. So if you're there, get at me, tweet me, DM me, and we'll get something set up. I'm taking the kids, taking the family, the in-laws, the wife. So it should be a good time. I'll probably be hanging out in that kids area in right field. So yeah, so that's that. The second tweet I wanted to talk about, which I quote tweeted yesterday, I think it was yesterday when they were losing. I can't find the second tweet. Okay, yeah. So yeah, this is good. Losing two of three to the A's is another reason why you can't take the Pirates seriously. Now, that's just ridiculous because number one, the A's, the worst team in baseball, 12-50 coming into the series. Not even 2 weeks ago, they took two or three from the Atlanta Braves. The most recently world champion Atlanta Braves, Ronald Acuna, Matt Olson, very good team, still very good. They're in first place. The A's took two or three from the Braves. The Braves were, I think, minus 280, 240 that whole series, and the A's were on the verge of sweeping them. So I guess you can't take the Braves seriously either. Like, come on, people. It's just these one-off quotes, tweets about, oh, they're so bad and you can't take them seriously and this and that. Now, I'm not saying they're a great team. I think they've made a lot of strides this year and they've gotten better at definitely at a lot of areas, but they still got a lot of work to do. They're still a young team. And whether you could take them seriously or not, it didn't have anything to do with those last two A's games. It's just, that's what happens, guys. It's baseball. It's sports. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Sometimes it rains. But yeah, you can't take them seriously. Well, using that logic, we can't take the Braves seriously. Yeah, we can't take any of these teams seriously because they lost a baseball game to one of the worst teams ever. Well, we don't even know if it's one of the worst teams ever. I mean, they could, you know, at some point you got to think the A's were going to win some games. I mean, you know, are they going to go be historically lose, you know, 140 games or something? Who knows? So they won a couple games this week and they won a couple games against the Braves. So they're not completely just throwing nothing out there where they're not winning. I know the team's moving to Vegas and the fans aren't coming out now and it's just a terrible situation. But again, maybe with that kind of stuff, it's better for a team like that to be on the road. So again, I'm not making excuses. I'm not saying the Pirates, you know, are a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but the Pirate, whether the Pirates are a good team or not this year is going to be determined by the course of the whole season and not these two games against the A's. So it's just, it is what it is. The season is a long season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. If the Pirates come in and win two or three against the Mets, and we have a lot of divisional games coming up, Brewers, Cubs, we swept the Cardinals last weekend. I mean, you win those divisional games, people are going to forget about this. You know, maybe at the end of the year, if you miss out on the playoffs or something by a game or two, you'll look back at this series and say what could have been. But you can look back through a lot of games. You know, teams are going to lose and win. You know, everybody's going to win and lose 60 games in a season. Maybe not the A's this year, but there's a tons of wins and losses. And when you get to the end of the season, you know, we'll see. But even if, you know, they miss out on the playoffs by a game or two, and they were 83-81 at the end of the year, like, is that something where, what would that be? No, 83-79. Is that something where you're like, oh, if they would have just beat the A's? But again, if you're one game out of the playoffs at 83 wins, you're in a bad division, first off, or, you know, you're fighting for a bad wild card spot. So there's a lot of parity bouncing around that, especially in the National League. And hey, the Pirates are right in the race, you know, a game and a half out of first behind the Brewers this weekend, or going into this weekend. I think the Brewers finish up with the Orioles today, so we'll see what happens there. But yeah, it is what it is, guys. It sucked, but I'm not going to flip out and say the Pirates are the worst team ever and, oh, you can't take them seriously and all this stuff. And baseball's not, you know, baseball is one on paper, and it's not one on paper, but other sports are. Like, guys, this is sports across the board. It is. It's why the casinos are in business and why they make money and why they set lines. And it's tough stuff to predict. So I feel like I've been yelling here for 20 minutes. So that's my pod this week. One big rant. I didn't really have any other rant to rant about. It was, like I said, good week. Like I said, it was awesome seeing everybody Saturday at Live Pod. I might as well just call it the Live Tailgate. I'll be there this Saturday against the Mets, where hopefully the Pirates turn it around and take two or three from the Mets, and maybe we can go from there. And like I said, the Mets haven't been very good this year. They've been up and down. It's been very just parity around the NL. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out. I'm not writing off the team yet. Like I said, people are writing them off at the end of May, and you know, then they win a couple games and everybody's back on the, oh, we're going to the playoffs and this team's back, and call up all the young guys, and when Cruz gets back, this and that. I mean, that's another thing too. This is a team missing Cruz, where, you know, they've done a great job without him, hanging in there. Like I said, they've just made a lot of strides. They've gotten better over the past two, three, you know, they've gotten better this year, but since what we've seen in the past two, three, 4 years, where the team was tanking. Andy's coming, you know, Davis is coming, hopefully, and we'll get there. It'll be all right. You know, and if the Pirates, if they end up falling back to earth, which, I mean, I think they have at this point, but if they really fall back more and they go under 500, then that was the team they were. They weren't that good of a team this year. But it doesn't mean that going into next year and stuff, that they didn't take a big step forward, I think. So, but hey, we'll keep going. That's why they play the games on the field, not on paper. They're not playing on paper on my yellow pad over here. So, all right, that's it. I'll see you. Like I said, DM me if you're going to be at the game Saturday. We'll meet up. And that's it. Peace. Here's Jim's stupid face.
You all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.